In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, St. Alphonsus reminds us this Sunday, and based on our Lord's words in the Gospel, that we must pray with confidence. Confidence is a necessary quality for our prayer if we wish to obtain what we seek. No man has ever placed his trust in God and been abandoned. He that prays with confidence obtains whatever he asks. All things whatsoever you ask when you pray, believe that you shall receive them, and they shall come to you, our Lord tells us in the Gospel of Mark. When we pray for spiritual favors, so when we pray for graces, let us have a secure confidence of receiving them, that we shall infallibly obtain them. Our Savior has taught us to call God in our petitions for his graces, to call him by no other name than that of Father, that we may have recourse to him with the confidence with which a child seeks assistance from an affectionate parent. Who, says St. Augustine, can fear that Jesus Christ, who is truth itself, can violate his promise to all who pray to him? Who shall fear deception when truth promises? Is God like men who promise and afterwards do not fulfill the promise, either because in making it they intend to deceive, or because after having made it, they come up short? Our God cannot tell a lie because he is truth itself. He's not liable to change because all his arrangements are just and holy and perfect. And because he ardently desires, because he desires our welfare, our eternal welfare, he earnestly exhorts and commands us to ask for the graces that we need. Again, our Savior tells us, ask and it shall be granted you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. Why, says St. Augustine, why should the Lord exhort us so strongly to ask for his graces if he didn't wish to give them to us? He has even bound himself by his promise to hear our prayers and bestow upon us all the graces we ask with confidence of obtaining them. St. Augustine says, by his promises, he has made himself a debtor to us. And some may say, I only have a little bit of confidence in God because I'm a sinner. I've been too ungrateful to him, and therefore I don't deserve to be heard. But St. Thomas tells us that the efficacy of our prayers in obtaining graces from God does not depend on our merits. It depends on the divine mercy. As often as we ask with confidence favors which are conducive to our eternal salvation, God hears our prayer. Again, let us be clear, we are speaking of favors which are conducive to our eternal salvation. If what we seek is injurious to our souls, God does not and cannot hear us. For example, if a person asked for help in getting vengeance on their enemy, or to accomplish what would be offensive to God, the Lord will not hear his prayers because, says St. Chrysostom, such a person offends God in the very act of prayer. Strictly speaking, he does not even pray. He rather mocks God, or rather attempts to mock God. God is not mocked. Moreover, if we wish to receive from God the aid which we seek, we must remove every obstacle that may render us unworthy of being heard. For example, if we ask God strength to preserve us from falling into a certain sin, but we do not avoid the occasions of the sin, nor keep at a distance from the house, or from the object, or the person, or the speech, or the behavior, or the thoughts, or any circumstances which led to the fall, God will not hear that prayer. it is also necessary to point out that the promise of Jesus Christ to hear those who pray to him does not extend to all of the temporal favors which we ask. Not necessarily, anyway, such as a plentiful harvest, or a victory in a lawsuit, or healing from sickness, or from certain persecutions. These favors God grants to those who pray for them, but only when they are conducive to their eternal welfare. Otherwise, he refuses them, and he refuses them because he loves us, and because he knows that they would be injurious to our souls. A physician, says St. Augustine, knows better than his patient what is useful for him. The saint adds that God refuses to some, through mercy, what he grants to others as a chastisement. St. John Damascene says that sometimes we do not obtain the graces which we ask. St. John Damascene says that when we do not obtain the graces we ask, we actually receive by not receiving them, because this is better for our souls. We often ask poison, which would cause our death. And how many are there who, had they died in the sickness of or poverty with which they had been afflicted, would have been saved? But because they recovered their health, or because they were raised to wealth and honors, they became proud, they forgot God, and thus they've been damned. Sadly, there are probably many such souls. Therefore, says St. John Chrysostom, exhorts us to ask in our prayers what he knows to be expedient for us. We should then always ask from God temporal favors on the condition that they will be useful to our souls. But spiritual favors, such as mercy for our sins, perseverance in virtue, the gift of divine love, and resignation to the will of God, these ought to be asked of God absolutely and with a firm conviction that we will obtain them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.